So are we any closer to a budget deal? Our dueling commentators, Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas, square off. We start with Bob.
So congressional Republicans hinted that they're finally willing to agree to some form of tax increase in a deal to avoid the dreaded fiscal cliff coming December 31st. Let's assume for once Republicans mean it, and finally rich people will have to pay their fair share of taxes. If so, the Democrats will have to come to the table with meaningful cuts in federal spending, or the Republicans will walk away. Virtually all congressional Democrats recognize the need for spending cuts. The question is if adjustments to entitlement programs should be included in the deal. Without some entitlement cuts, it is virtually impossible to make a significant dent in the federal debt. So I hope President Obama and the Democrats in both houses of Congress recognize that adjustments to Social Security, for example, are necessary. Increasing the retirement age for Social Security recipients who are currently 50 or younger would be a start. Democrats should not let this opportunity pass them by. Why? Because the Republicans may never see the light again.
Now a perspective from Cal Thomas.
Speaker John Boehner says the government can best raise more revenue with a reform of the indecipherable tax code. But the administration says it still wants to raise taxes on the so-called rich. Does anyone seriously believe giving more of our money to government will mean it won't be spent? When has a revenue increase ever produced a spending decrease? Previous deals between a Republican president and Democratic Congress resulted in promises of less spending after tax hikes. The increases were implemented immediately. The spending cuts never happened, or caps were later removed on them. If they're serious, they'll cut spending first. Each government agency should not only be required to justify its budget every year, it also should be required to justify its existence. Ron Paul used to say it's time to put big government on a diet, and that means depriving it of more food, our money.
Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.